Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unwiring Minds. This is Raquel Pasbergia, your host, and today we have Miriam Gunn with us. She is a licensed therapist and transformational business coach, and she's here to talk to us about the relationship, how relationships affect businesses, and vice versa. And so it's a very interesting topic in the world that we live in now with entrepreneurs and really everybody that is either starting a business or works for someone else. And everybody at the end of the day has relationships, whether it is emotional, like friendships, or maybe it is a partner or something like that. So I feel like it's a very important topic that needs to be touched. And so Miriam here today is going to share with us all of her insight on this. So I'll get right started.
Thank you, Raquel. This is just fun. Fun to be here. And thanks for having me on the podcast. So I do think that a lot of times when you have someone who is really entrepreneurial, they're excited about their ideas. A lot of times they have a lot of ideas, and I work almost exclusively with entrepreneurs. And a lot of times they have commented, and I think this is a thing that they have ADHD, where that gives them all these ideas and they flip from thing to thing to thing. What they don't understand is that there's a huge toll in the relationship between the business and the partner, or the business and the children, or the business and the parents. And I mean, you were just telling me you're a business owner, so you know how much time it takes. It takes time. And what I think that people don't necessarily realize is that there's this space inside you where it's like, I'll get to that. I mean, right now I'm super busy, but I'll get to that. And it might be like, yeah, we're going to have that date night. I know this is a really stressful time in the business right now, and we don't have a lot of money, but we're going to get to it. It'll be okay. And it's like day after day, week after week after week. And all of a sudden your relationship is in trouble. Or it can be flipped where you're like, you're a family person, and you know, you're really prioritizing your relationship, and you're thinking, I will get that thing on my website. I will get that product out. I will get those investors. I will, you know, it will happen sometime in the future. And it doesn't happen. So I think that's part of the big stress, is that these things are in not opposition, that's not the right word, but they deeply impact each other. And they take a lot of time, both of them, time, energy, focus. So I'm going to start with that. You're free to ask me questions, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. No, actually, the first thing I want to ask is what exactly it is that is being impacted, whether it is businesses towards the relationships or vice versa. Like, why is it that this is happening?
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak anecdotally, but it seems to me that there is more of an issue on the relationship than on the business. Usually the supporting partner is like, oh yeah, build this thing, I'm in it with you. Sometimes they're in it together. Sometimes the supporting partner has a, you know, their own job. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, yeah, I support you all the way. And they just don't understand that sometimes people are working, you know, 15 hour days, 7 days a week. They're like, if I can only get this to catch fire, then we're going to be millionaires and it's going to be great. And I think there is a lack of understanding that relationships are usually fairly resilient until they break. But when they break, it's very difficult to rebuild because the other partner's lost trust. They're frustrated. They're like, I've heard it before. I've heard it all before, you know? And so like helping entrepreneurs take care of the relationship long before it gets to that breaking point is one of the things that I really try and help people with.
Absolutely. And why do you think that sort of like the partner mentality of I support you unconditionally, like you want to go through with this business idea, I'll be here by your side. Why do you think that there's that sort of idea that they're going to have a lot of time left to dedicate to the partner, when in reality, like you said, some people, when they start, they're spending 15 hours, 16 hours, just every single day working. Why do you think that there's this idea that there's going to be a time for both?
Yeah, I think in people's brains, there are some, I would call them like thinking errors. There are thinking errors and fallacies about, they have a lot of magical thinking. In one sense, they think that this extra long day is only just for today. I know an extremely high performing person that I have worked with for years, And they say things like, well, this is just a really hard time. And if I'm being direct with them, I'm like, you've been saying that for 5 years. You consistently add more things in your plate. You consistently don't say no. I never am that harsh with people, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if I were to unfilter it, it's like you're deceiving yourself. You're not actually taking into account how long this takes or how much energy it takes. And in the day, you're in the fire of the moment. There is this thing. And if I just like hustle or grind, I can make it happen. And they probably can, but then they come home and they're exhausted. I was talking with an entrepreneur a couple of weeks ago, and he wants to be a really good dad. And he was raised in such a way that his parents were never there. They were always invested in their entrepreneurial things. Well, this guy has the Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to gold, and he's working these huge hours. And I said, what is it you need to do? If you want to be a good dad, I made him go forward and say, let's say 15 years from now, you're at your kid's sporting event. What has happened in between now, his kids are little, and then, that has allowed you to be successful, to be at that sporting event? And he basically said, I stepped down from this, 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 and this. Like, he knew the answer right away. I said, how much have you worked on that? Or what do you have in place? Nothing. I've just been talking about this for months, but I haven't actually stepped down from anything. So a lot of times people know what they need to do, but maybe they get more dopamine in their brain from completing the sale or getting the next thing, or, you know, adding this thing to their website or making that Instagram post, instead of saying, okay, I'm getting short-term gain from this, but the long-term gain comes from, you know, going home and giving my spouse a hug and telling them that I love them and hearing what it is that they're struggling with, or having time, not being on my phone when I'm talking to my little person. This particular individual, I said, tell me your rituals for driving into work. I listen to this podcast, this podcast, this podcast on helping myself be a better entrepreneur. What do you do on your way home from work? I might be making phone calls. I might be setting up my day for the next day. And I challenged him, okay, it's fine. On your way to work, set yourself up for a really good day. What if on your way home from work, you set yourself up for a good home life? What if you listen to a podcast on parenting? What if you imagine and visualize like the perfect evening with your children and your partner? Right. He was like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. So that was kind of exciting to help him get to that space of tiny little trick, but it makes all the difference.
Exactly. So it's not only the partners that are struggling, it's also the people themselves, like, that see that there's an issue between them balancing their big business goals and they're also their big family goals, whether it is like family by blood or friends or things like that. And how would you say people can sort of achieve that balance? Like, is there a couple of pieces of advice you tend to give, or is it completely unique to the situation of each individual?
I think the details are unique, but the process really requires that you set aside some time, you create some time to think about, what is it that I ultimately want? Like, on my deathbed, what is it that I want to have people say about me, to have my relationship be like, to have my children think and feel? What are the actions I need to take to achieve that goal? And then, you know, setting them in place and having some sort of accountability, because people are really good at deceiving themselves.
Right, absolutely. So you think that at the end of the day, we need to be accountable for what we do and understand that there's an issue going on, that it is not just life that is being the problem. Like, we need to really understand that we need to learn how to balance all the busy work life and also the busy personal life that we have. And how would you say that for someone that dedicates a lot of time to business and sometimes maybe leaves aside the family, or like you said, there's people that even on their way home, when they're supposed to be like trying to leave the work behind and move into their home life, how would you say for those people, how would you help them in any way to sort of change that mentality and maybe leave the business phone, or whether it is the computer or something, outside the family home and enter into a different environment? How would you help them?
Yeah, what you're basically talking about is a habit. You have to sort of decide, you know, going back again, what is it I ultimately want? Trace backwards, what are the steps? Now, how do I support that habit? Like if you were thinking about an athlete who wanted to run a marathon, they would set out all these little like micro goals, and then they would set some things that would help them. It might be a sticky note that says, you know, 26.2, just around the corner this day, you can make it. Or it might say, you know, just do it. Or they would set an alarm on their phone that would trigger them to eat that healthy thing or drink that glass of water. All of these lofty goals have small, very small steps. And I think we mistake that maybe because it's small, it doesn't matter. And it actually does matter. So, ways to remind your brain that this is what I'm going to do when I get into this space. I like a sticky note that says something in the car when you're transitioning home. Remember, everything you're doing is for them or whatever, you know? And I like your idea of having the work phone, you know, maybe turned off and setting on a counter or whatever, or making a commitment that when I come home, my phone is in an excuse me, in a drawer, and I'm not texting, I'm not doing work things, setting boundaries. But what is my ultimate goal? What are the little habits? Now, how do I reinforce the habits?
Exactly. No, I think that I'm one of those people that has a very busy work life, and also like I'm a very social person since I was very young. So I need to find that balance, that intermediate point where my social life is being fulfilled and that I feel like I'm having social interactions every single day. But I'm one of those people that feel very satisfied when I get something done off a checklist. And so I feel like I have that sort of dilemma in my brain every single day. And I don't know, like one thing that I did with the leaving the once I a certain time ends, whether I'm done with work or I'm not done with work, that's my time to end. And the rest will happen the next day. I can't, because otherwise I feel like I could work all day or I could be social all day. And I really need to set those boundaries. And so for people like me, because I know that there's a lot of people that have that sort of both that social aspect and that sort of entrepreneurial mindset, what would you recommend we do to sort of divide up when we need to dedicate time to one and when we need to dedicate time to the other?
Yeah, that's a tricky question because you have to know yourself well enough to know, you know, I don't necessarily think they need to be equal, but am I giving quality time to both? And what does that look like? So you can spend 8 hours a day doing a lot, like I'm going to put this in air quotes, work, and it may not be the kind of work that pushes your business forward. It might be like checking email and checking this out and whatever. You know how you can just kind of fritter away time?
Yes.
There's also time with friends that are like that, where you're like shooting the breeze, but you're not really doing anything, or you're all together and you're all on your phones and it's not making a memory. So I encourage people to get really intentional. Like, am I trying to create a deep space? I just got back from a 4 day trip, 3.5 day trip, and we spent this was with someone who's really important to me, good friend, also family member. We spent really quality time. And I put email things on my email and I didn't do any work at all. It was a big chunk of time, but most of the time earlier, I'm doing maybe more focused work. It's different for each person,
Right.
what it is that you want. But I would always be asking the question, is what I'm doing moving the relationship forward? Is what I'm doing moving the company forward? Are these just kind of like fluffy things that I'm doing that isn't really going to make any difference? Or is it going to actually make a difference? Those are kind of things that I would want people sort of assessing. And the other thing that I like to think about is, would future me thank me for what I'm doing today? Like, there is a future me out there. Present day me is not so happy with some of the things past me did, you know? Like, present day me wishes that past me exercised more. So, what does future me want me to do in terms of my business, my relationships, my health, my finances? Am I acting in a way that will make her happy and proud of me? That's not my think about.
I think that's the best way to think about it. Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing all this advice with us and with all the listeners. I think everybody has a lot to learn from you. And I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be here today and share all of this advice. I think everybody really needs to take into consideration what you just said about what would our future selves think about the actions that we're doing now. Is this sort of helping us, or is this just a short-term happiness that isn't really going to help us in the long run? So thank you so much for everything today. And to the listeners, I will see you next time.